This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, December 6th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Roland said close to Trump. Dodge mixed review and new science on H5N1 pandemic risk. Meet Brooke Roland's insights from former colleagues. There's been a lot of speculation about the kind of leader Brooke Roland would be as Ag Secretary, so we talk with a couple of men who know her well. One is Drew DeBerry, a government affairs consultant at Axis Strategies, who first met Roland when she worked for then-Texas Governor Rick Perry. Speaking with us on this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers, DeBerry says Roland's built a strong relationship with Trump as director of the Domestic Policy Council during his first administration. DeBerry says the job also gave Roland's knowledge of, quote, all the policies the Department of Agriculture will be involved with. Corey Rosenbusch, president and CEO of the Fertilizer Institute, also recounts for us being in 4-H and FFA with Roland's during her upbringing in Glen Rose, Texas. Now, Newsmakers will be available today at agripulse.com. Costa leaning on experience and background in House Ag race. Also on Newsmakers, California Democrat Jim Costa says he's leveraging his experience in Congress, and that includes being involved in writing 4 farm bills, with his background as a third-generation San Joaquin Valley farmer as he campaigns to be ranking member of the House Agriculture Committee. The farm bill, quote, has been sadly stymied on the nutrition programs, Costa says, noting that about 25% to 28% of his constituents are on SNAP. He says he'll be an advocate for the program. So what's next? Well, the Democratic Steering and Policy Committee will meet December 16th to decide between the 3 candidates for the Ag Committee post. Costa's challenging current ranking member David Scott of Georgia and Angie Craig of Minnesota. Last night, Scott confirmed to reporters that he intends to stay in the race. Lawmakers remain mixed on Dodge. Billionaires Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy spent yesterday on Capitol Hill meeting with House and Senate leaders and talking to rank-and-file Republicans about their plans to dramatically reduce the size and cost of government. Leaders of the House and Senate Ag Committee said food and ag issues never came up during their meetings. Senate Ag member John Bozeman of Arkansas said he was largely there to listen and get a better sense of what Musk and Ramaswamy want to do. House Ag Chairman Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania said he left the meeting still unsure what the Department of Government Efficiency, or Dodge, process will look like. It's healthy to take a look and see where there's waste, fraud, and abuse, where there may be things that federal government should not be involved in. That's a healthy discussion, Thompson said, but it's a challenging process with the politics. Representative Dusty Johnson of South Dakota said Musk and Ramaswamy appeared very collaborative and that he left the meeting more optimistic about the potential partnership between Dodge and Congress. Clearly, we know that we've got some areas where government has grown a little big and some efficiency would make some sense. But the suggestions have been all over the board, Johnson said. I wouldn't say that there's been a single common narrative. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. CoBank, strengthening U.S. dollar could challenge corn and soybean exports. If the U.S. dollar continues to strengthen amid additional tax cuts and increased deficit spending, Export demand for corn and soybeans could drop, suggests a new report from the agriculture lender CoBank. U.S. corn and soybean export commitments have both seen increases from last year, the report says, but excess supply of both corn and soybeans, potential tariffs and export seal cancellations could cause, quote, a sudden drag on exports, that report warns. As in any new administration, changing geopolitics could cause changes to the dollar, further underpinning its value. The robust export pace for corn and soybeans is likely to fade after January 1, the report says. Mississippi River levels dropping once again. Mississippi River barge draft sizes have once again been reduced along parts of the Illinois and Mississippi rivers amid low rainfall over the past few weeks. That according to USDA's latest grain transportation report. Draft sizes on the Illinois River and Mississippi rivers between St. Louis and Carroll, Illinois, have been reduced between 25% and 40%, according to the release. Delays of 1 to 2 days are expected because of impaired navigation conditions in these places on the Mississippi River system, the report said. Bird flu in cattle, one mutation away from human transmission. A new study published in the journal Science says the avian influenza virus, H5N1, that has infected many cattle herds is a single mutation away from being more infectious in people. The findings highlight the crucial need for continuous surveillance of emerging H5N1 mutations, as even subtle genetic changes could increase the virus capacity for human adaptation and transmission, potentially triggering a future influenza pandemic, a summary of the study says. While there are no, quote, documented cases of transmission of bovine influenza H5N1 between humans, the virus history of high mortality rates and its ability to adapt have raised serious concerns about a pandemic threat, the summary says. Here's today's final word. Brooke Rollins, quote, has a tremendous track record being able to dive into difficult issues, look at them through the lens of how the American people want her and want the elected officials to look at them. And more importantly than anything, she is very good at taking that vision and implementing it down the road. That Drew DeBerry, a government affairs consultant at Access Strategies, discussing Donald Trump's election for agriculture secretary on this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, December 6th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.